Hi Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming in to chat to us today. Firstly, could you just tell us a bit about who WaterAid is and what they do and kind of what you do there for WaterAid?
WaterAid is a charity that started in 1981 and it works around the world. Actually, we work in 37 different countries today. We actually work in three different areas, so we're after taps, toilets and hygiene, is to put it in a very short way. So we help people around the world get access to clean water, safe toilets, and to understand the importance of good hygiene. It's an integrated approach with those three things.
So the aim is to have taps and toilets everywhere, safe taps and toilets across the world by 2030. Could you tell me a bit more about that and a bit more on what that means?
Well, this is linked to a United Nations development goal that was agreed last year. Actually, it's the year anniversary this month. It was in September 2015. And we were really pleased in WaterAid because the United Nations came together and committed to provide everyone with clean and safe water and sanitation by 2030. That's a tremendous goal to have. We're so pleased about it. And this year, we are actually reminding the government of the importance of that and the critical need to actually make progress towards that goal.
So you're reminding the government, you've been very busy, reminding the government with this Toilet Saves Lives petition. So can you tell me a bit more about that and where you've been and how you've sort of promoted this?
Yeah, this is a petition that's been, we've been collecting signatures for this for some months now. We collected a lot of signatures at Glastonbury. And the petition was saying to Theresa May, don't forget, this is really important. We want to see your plan for how the International Development Department is now going to put together plans to deliver on this important development goal agreed by United Nations. So we gathered loads of signatures. I think it was 78,500 signatures. And just last week, I went with some of my colleagues to deliver the petition at Downing Street.
That's really exciting and a massive achievement as well. Can we have some statistics and how many people are affected by not having clean water, not having safe toilets around the world?
These are very interesting. So in the world, about 650 million people don't have access to clean, safe water. Now, that's roughly 1 in 10 people alive in the world today. Another way of looking at it is that if you look at the total population of the UK today, it's about 65 million. So we're talking about 10 times the number of people living in the UK. If you think about that, that gives you some idea of the scale of the problem of people who don't have access to clean water. And that's really serious. But when we come to toilets, the situation is even worse because in the world, 2.3 billion people, that's about 1 in 3 people alive in the world today, don't have access to a safe toilet. And in case your next question was going to be, what's a safe toilet? I mean a toilet that gets rid of all the human waste in a safe way. And that's really important for human health.
And obviously those figures are just, you can just not get your head around that. And the comparison to the UK was really good because you just have no idea of the scale of it. But 14 years' time is 2030. Do you think this is achievable in 14 years?
It's definitely achievable, but countries around the world need to commit to it. We've seen good progress, actually, in the years I've been involved with WaterAid. There's been good progress made in delivering clean water and safe toilets. Actually, in just 1 year, WaterAid actually gets clean water to another 2 million people and safe toilets to another 3 million people. So just WaterAid alone achieves quite a bit. But if you put together all the charities and all the countries working on this problem, it's definitely achievable, but it does need a global commitment. And that's what we're really pressing for.
So we're all really far removed from that from that reality that's affecting all these people. But how can we, just general people, general population, how can we help to combat this?
There are various things you can do. Obviously, we'd love you to donate to WaterAid and get involved in our activities. There's also pressing your local MP to actually recognise the importance of that and put pressure on the International Development Department to actually come forward with their plans. So there are many different ways that we can lobby or work with charities like WaterAid to actually improve this, improve the situation.
And now that you've handed over your signatures to Theresa May, what's next for the campaign? Is it now up to the Prime Minister to kind of sort out, I guess?
Well, the team at WaterAid are going to continue lobbying now. They work closely with a number of MPs and they'll continue that work, continuing to stress the importance. These are such very basic things, aren't they? Providing water and toilets. And I think in many ways our leading politicians and others almost don't want to talk about toilets, but they are so important that we need to just keep reminding people of the critical need to make sure that everyone in the world has access to safe taps and toilets. And I know that our team in WaterAid are continuing to lobby on the back of the petition that's shown how much public support there is for this.
Thank you so much for coming in this evening, Elizabeth. It's been really interesting and we wish you all the best at WaterAid with everything else that you do in the future.
Thank you.